Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio.
Nothing says we are getting back to normal than shows are beginning to be staged again. And when there's comedy shows coming to town, then you know it's getting real. And you don't get better than ventriloquist and comedian Conrad Koch, who's going to be in Durban this weekend. Conrad, welcome to Darren, Kerry and Sky. How's it, bro?
Hey, guys. So great to be here, man. I've missed you. Crazy.
We missed you too, bro.
How's it, man?
People I've known from all over the place.
I know.
My favorite yoga instructor.
You know it.
So the Darren, my favorite comedy MC from like...
Howdy.
A long time
when
ago.
When you were a small boy.
Yeah. I remember, I think our first gig was wonderful. Hurricanes, Four Ways More.
The Hurricanes of Four Ways More. My goodness, that's comedy history in South Africa, my friends.
As before.
Yeah. Darren Moore was a... beast of an MC.
He still is, bro. He still is.
See this guy. Yo, I know what you're saying, but this guy's been a beast since back in the day. That's the thing I'm trying to say.
So we haven't spoken to you in quite some time. I think it was May 2020 was the last time we all spoke to you. What's changed? How's things going?
It's going great because we're back on stage and so much has happened, hasn't it? I mean, from a comedy point of view, we've had looting. Well, you guys had looting.
Yeah.
Wow. So crazy
days. Tell me you've made that funny. You know, only you could make looting funny.
Yeah, well, it's been funny. It's looting. What are you doing? A shame. Take a Lot's going to have to change its name. Hacker's going to have to change its name to Take a Lot.
July was brought to you by Take a Lot.
Go.
And you can download the SAP app, Return a Lot.
Return a Lot. Got gags. There's my tag. That's why you want to hang out with comedians, my friend. They will think of how to make your joke better. But no, so this, you know, there's so much to talk about, especially with lockdown, the crazy COVID rules. Yeah. I mean, has anyone here ever found they got, you know, they take your temperature? I don't know if you've ever found out you've got COVID at the Mug and Bean, but that would be pretty brutal. So there's so much to talk about. So this new show has been a chance to get back on stage.
Yeah.
We had small little venues opening up where I live in Cape Town. And I've got this like crazy new characters. Darren, Kerry, I know you guys have seen me back in the day, but I've got like an old man Afrikaans teacher puppet.
Really?
He doesn't speak Afrikaans. That's a joke. Yo, he's great. He comes out and he scolds the audience because they're not getting the jokes.
Oh,
and
nice.
Then he comes back at the end of the show to explain all the jokes to everybody.
What's his name?
Mr. Dixon.
Mr. Dixon.
Yeah.
I love Mr. Dixon.
I was going to ask you that. Any other new new puppets out there?
Well, you know, some of you will remember I had the people who don't know what they're listening to right now. Of course, I'm a ventriloquist and I've toured all over the world. And it's great to be touring this show around South Africa as I'm doing it. It's called Rama Puppets. And it's just a fun lineup that represents what we've gone through. So characters you've seen before but have developed, if you've been following me, I've got an ostrich puppet called Hilton, who's like a party animal.
My personal favorite.
He's very excited because... for 6 months of last year, it was illegal for your in-laws to visit you.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of stuff. I've got an internet troll puppet who's used to have a character called Ronnie, like, yeah, Scottish guy. So he's back, but now he's an internet troll.
Nice.
And he gives people advice about dealing with internet trolls. Where do internet trolls hide? You know, like normal trolls hide under bridges. Where do internet trolls?
Yeah.
The darkest place on the internet. Where's that? The comment section. You know, so just fun and games and silliness and all about what's going on. A lot of people, when they hear about my, it's because they've seen Chester on TV, you know, talking to Gwede Mantashe and Ramaphosa.
Yeah.
They think they must know politics. This show, you don't. It's just a fun show, 13 and up, whole family.
But Chester has opened doors for you. It's like very few comedians can say, yeah, I have Ace Magashula, Gwede Mantashe, and Cyril Ramaphosa on speed dial. You just rock up with your puppet and they talk to you and they open up to you. They spill.
Just the clarity there, bruh. They don't open up to me. They open up to Chester.
Yes. And just wondering.
Let me go get Chester.
Yeah,
just go.
Conrad,
go,
is there any way that we could even meet some of these characters? Maybe, you know, because I know we're live on air, but we can definitely put this on our Facebook.
My goodness, Kerry. Here we Yeah, we are. His mic just came undone. Wait, he's got to stick his earphones back in because he stood on the Kitty. Danger of radio. Hello, Kitty. How's
Chester,
it going?
I miss you so much. Hello.
There he is.
Nice to see you again.
I miss you too. I miss your yoga postures you do there, Darren. I miss you,
Chester.
I miss doing those.
Listen, Kerry's turning 40 this year.
So
are you going to bend like that and you're 40? That's amazing.
Thank you.
Like a pretzel.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, she's been bending a lot lately. So.
Wow. That took a turn. I wasn't expecting it to go too well.
Yeah, all the kids have dropped off at school half an hour ago, and it's open season with Sky and Kerry.
We're fine.
Yeah, we're good to go, bro.
Let the bending jokes commence.
I see. Well, what's happened to you, Chester? You seem to have gotten a lot paler since we first saw you.
Yes, I know. You know, Darren, this guy made me black so I could get gigs, and I was offended, quite frankly. It was a very DA situation. Yeah. I felt like I was Musi Maimani and he was Helen Ziller. So Pansy ventriloquist, Pansy.
I am leaving this party. Take your hand out of my...
Michael Jackson.
And Chester, what do you think about the fact that you got some new family members now? Like Mr. Dixon, are you okay that old Conrad is bringing more people? Like, you're not enough?
Kerry, they're not as funny as me. I'm not going to lie.
Fair enough.
I mean, you know, what's he going to do? The poor guy has to make a living. So, in your face, bastard. give a damn. He keeps me in a suitcase, Kerry. You have no idea what this is like. It's like I'm Zwanele Mani and he's Jacob Zuma. Can't cope.
Conrad, listen, people want to know, where is the show going to be? How many days are you here? Where's the show going to be? Where can we get tickets? Tell us, Spill.
So the show is at the Protea Fine Eyes in Umhlanga, and you get tickets at Quickets. The first show sold out immediately with my fans on Facebook. There are a few tickets left for the 4 p.m. show this Saturday, and you book at Quickets. So this Saturday, the 22nd, you book at Quickets, and the show is called Rama Puppet. You can also look for Chester Missing or my name, Conrad Koch. My goodness, what's going on
here? Mr. Dixon!
I'm talking to my friend. This is Mr. Dixon. This is my friend Sky, Kerry, Darren. Hello, you guys. Are they on the internet?
Hello,
Mr. Dixon. Hello, it's amazing how things have changed, eh?
Oh, he's adorable.
They look like they're the naughty kids. They are the naughty kids. Okay. You've all got detention.
Oh, Mr. Dixon, nice to meet you. We'll see you on Saturday.
Yeah, we'll see you on Saturday. Thank you, Conrad, for talking to us, and thank you for bringing your friends with us. You can catch international ventriloquist and comedian extraordinaire Conrad Koch and all of his puppets in Rama Puppets this weekend at Fire and Ice, and tickets are available on Quickit. Look for Rama Puppets.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.